You're listening to the Podcast Detroit Network. Visit www.podcastdetroit.com for more information.
All right, thank you for tuning back in. This is Figuring It Out, the podcast. I am Dukes, and I have Miss Amber back with me, the co-host. Say what up, good people.
What up, everybody?
We're back. We're talking about friendship again. This friendship part two, because you can't just figure out friendship in one episode. So I'm still trying to figure it out, and I got a question. What TV friend would you be? Ooh. Like, of all the shows. I would be Blanche Devereaux from The Golden Globes.
Oh, I like Blanche.
She was kind of a whore. Just kind of, though.
That not works like really perfectly for you. I would say...
Wait, she just called me a whore?
No, like your spirit animal.
I can't agree that I'm a whore.
I would say I'm Charlotte.
What?
Mm-hmm.
Charlotte was boring.
I love Charlotte. Did you see her? She dressed so cute.
Yeah, she's boring. That's why.
I like Charlotte, okay?
Charlotte. What about from Girlfriends? I go back and forth. Like, do I want to be Tony Childs or am I Joan?
I'm more
or
of
am
a
I
Joan.
Lynn? Like,
I'm a mixture of a Joan and a Lynn. Like, yeah. It's like an even mix.
I'm bougie like Tony.
I could say that,
kinda.
Too.
But, you know, kind of a free spirit like Lynn, you know, I don't want to be Maya. I don't know. I didn't like her.
I've become a square.
You're very boring.
Listen, I am a ton of fun once a month when I go to the club, girl.
Once a month. Then you go home and have a 15th child.
I'm one number.
Too many kids for me.
And that's four.
You'd be Maya because Maya had all them goddamn
no,
kids.
Well, Maya,
she had one, but still.
Maya ain't had no good job. I don't want to be
Maya. Maya was an assistant and she wrote books.
She was an assistant. I want to be the boss.
She wrote a book.
No, I'm good.
She had a series of books. But anywho, speaking of Girlfriends, remember that episode when Tony tried to sleep with Joan's friend because she told her boyfriend she had chlamydia or something and they fell out and they wasn't friends no more?
No, I don't.
What? Oh my God. You need to brush up on your girlfriend.
I would need
episode.
A refresher.
You need to watch that. Oh yeah, Tony had was dating a doctor and then like a broke guy. You know, she bougie, so she wanted to fuck the doctor, but the doctor had like chlamydia or something.
Oh,
and
Jesus.
Then she fucked her boyfriend who's broke and gave him chlamydia, but then Joan accidentally told the boyfriend and so they broke up and then so Tony tried to fuck Joan's boyfriend.
Is that
to get
on Hulu?
Back at her. I don't know. Probably not. It needs to be. She started a petition. Yeah. But the moral of the story is they fell out and then they had to go to church and Dolly McClurkin was there and they brought them back together and they held hands. We fall down. Yes. Remember that episode?
No,
like,
I don't.
It's like three parts.
It's been many years since I've seen that.
But that got me to thinking, have you ever just fell out with a friend and then listened to some gospel music and came back together? No, not like that. But like, have you ever fell out with a friend? Like, I'm trying to figure that out.
I have fell out with many. Actually, I don't even know what happened with me and you.
Me and you.
We fucking fell out.
I told you last week you wanted to be friends with the big bitch. Shout out to you, big bitch. How are you? Come on my show. I am calling you a big bitch because she's big and she's a bitch. It's not like, ain't no beef, ain't no malice in that statement
she's
or that nickname.
Big.
She's fucking tall as fuck. That's what big means.
Okay.
She's tall. She's taller than me. She's big. She's a bitch. So I called her big bitch. I don't want to say her whole name, and that's why I call her big bitch. This ain't malice. This ain't hate. This ain't shade. You're big, and you're a bitch. She's a bitch for what she did.
I don't even know what happened.
I don't even
need her
so,
to come. And
she can come on the show. We can have a whole episode figuring out 2007. Because that shit was a long time ago. I'm over
back.
It, though.
Oh
for real, a long time ago. But whatever day, anything. Remember when you and California was fighting in my car?
Me and California fight all the damn time.
But these bitches was fighting in my car. I'm driving down the street in the hood. We had just turned into West Willow.
Okay,
we had just turned into West Willow. And y'all fighting. You in the front seat, her in the back. And y'all is bucking.
We used to fight all the time.
And I pulled over like, what the fuck? Get out of my car. And this stranger pulled up like, oh my God, what's going on? I was like, get in the car. I was like trying to get one of y'all to get in the car with the lady. So
with
she
a
could
stranger
take
to get us murdered?
And both of y'all like, I don't know her. I'm not getting in the car with her. I was like, y'all not both about to get in the
car yes,
fighting.
Yeah,
fighting the day of focus. Like, what the heck?
Focus I was almost murdered in, by the way.
Get over
but,
that. But did you die, though?
Almost. I'm so y'all, serious when I say that.
Like, that was some odd friendships. I didn't have, like, friends like that that I'm about to just beat the fuck up and then California hop right back in the car 5 minutes later and just get the fuck on with the day. I was like, what the fuck?
This is nuts. We are a little nuts. I love her so much. Even recently, so her birthday is literally 30 days after mine. Like, I'm 1 month, she's my month, once. Whatever.
Month apart.
the same day and everything. So I'm telling you, I called this motherfucker like 8 times. Called her, text her, left voicemails. She don't want to answer the phone. So then I actually made a post on Facebook because it's like, okay, she gonna answer. She gonna know that I told her happy birthday because she petty. This bitch fucking got the nerve to ignore me for about almost a month. 2 months. She ignored me for 2 months because I didn't call her on her birthday. So I'm like, I'm telling Steve, like, Steve, I called this bitch a million times. This is not fucking fair.
The screenshot.
So we drove to California and popped up on her. Like, I literally popped up at her house and know her address. We drove all the way there. I popped up. We only had a day, but I'm knocking on the door. She's like, oh, my God. I'm like, I did call you.
that's friendship for you because ignore me. You're just gonna disappear eventually. So that's one thing. Like,
yeah, how do I was knocking on that door.
How do you break up with a friend?
Ooh, it depends.
Like, when you fall out, like you said, you in California, y'all fight all the time. That's a whole different kind of friendship.
That's our friendship.
That's why I don't have friends.
We've grown. We don't do that no more. Well, we ignore. She ignores me. I don't ignore her.
I don't have no friends because last time I had a friend, we had to get into a motherfucking fight at the Strawberry Festival 15 years ago, and I ain't seen the bitch since.
Let's see, you be dwelling on the past.
All right. Oh, no. Hey, I can't be her friend after that. That was too much.
I mean, like, shit. Me and California done literally fought. We done went to jail. Her mama and sister done jumped on my back while we fighting, trying mama, to separate it. Her brother came out the house. Like, we done shit. My mama rolled up on her one time in her wheelchair. Like, you ain't about to hit my baby. Like, we done did some dumb shit. And at the same time, as soon as we fight, our moms call each other and make us go to each other's house and sit at the table.
Hug it out. Yeah. Hug the hate out. Shout out to her mom, bro.
I love her.
She's a whole nother story.
She's my favorite. We can't even talk about her.
I see her name come on the caller ID like, oh, hell no.
God, what we doing? Damn. We sneaking out the window today?
I see her name pop up on the car ID. Like, get the
matter of fact, run down the street and meet me at the corner because I'm not.
Oh my God.
But breaking up with friends is very hard.
So you fall out, but y'all not with that friend because clearly y'all fall out.
I mean, we fall out.
High five.
We went months without talking. We went a long time without talking, actually. Usually when she's pregnant, we are not friends. The best thing ever was when she moved to California because when she, we're not good together when she's pregnant. She's a bitch. But I love her.
Y'all, that's a lot.
I'm in the process now of ending quote unquote friendships. I don't think they're real friendship. We're just in school together. And you know how you're in a group, like
school friends. We talked about that last
they're
week.
School friends.
Different levels.
Well, this is one particular person. He is a school friend. And I'm forced to be your friend. It's not that I like you in real life. Like, he is super fucking annoying. And so I gave him my phone number because we're in a group.
Your this motherfucker, last time.
Girl, this motherfucker be texting and calling. He is so extra. And I'm like, look, no, if it ain't about homework or school, we are not friends. Mm-hmm. Oh my God, I've never had friends like this. I'm so excited. We're basically a family now.
Oh, that's a lot.
I'm like, we ain't no motherfucking family. I don't even like you.
When I had my last semester when I had biology, I had my lab partners. We became cool. Like, we need to, like, we say we gonna hang out, but we never do. But I'm down. I follow some of them on, like, social media.
I do have
we
some.
We sit at our lab table together and do our homework together, and they helped me pass for real. Shout out to Erica.
I have made some like long term good school friends. Like this one girl, I don't know how she feels, so I won't say her name, but she's married Christian. She is an amazing person. I love her. Like, we don't talk often, but I love her. We're actually both pregnant.
Oh, Lord. See, I don't want.
So, you know, pregnancy posse. Whatever.
That's weird. This is some Lifetime shit.
No, I went to lunch last Friday with another really good friend of mine. We both pregnant. We do a week apart. We sit in Longhorn Steakhouse like, that looks good. I'm glad we ordered the exact same thing.
So, y'all just pregnant and eating together. Mm-hmm. No.
We went swimming, too. That shit was fun.
That's what you went swimming with?
Mm-hmm.
While you was trying not to come to the studio
because you were swimming with her. Listen, I was sleepy.
You went swimming with her. Who the fuck just goes swimming randomly in the wintertime?
I like swimming. It was indoor pool and it was heated.
See, that's why you gotta have friends for certain shit, because I don't want to do that. That don't sound fun.
You're not fun.
But I asked the people on my the figuring out Instagram, figuring it out underscore the podcast on Instagram. Follow me. Mm-hmm. I asked, how do you break up with a friend? How do you break up with a friend? And
block their door.
Yeah, that's what some people said. Burnt Nipple Barnes Instagram at Burnt Nipple Barnes. Shout out to him. He said ghost them. Just ghost them. That's not nice.
I'm not good at that, because then they call from another number and then you got to make up some elaborate.
Then now it's a stalker.
I mean, I used to do that.
That's
like, wait a minute.
Answering the phone?
Oh, this phone? I swear
to
her
a
phone
friend,
goes straight
that's
to voicemail.
A boyfriend type of situation. You, we just cool and you about to pop up.
So when California like, don't answer, I'll call from
that's different. That was some 15, 16 year, 20
Currently,
year.
Currently, if you don't answer, I'm calling from another number to make sure my number ain't blocked. Because I blocked my sister. She pissed me off. She a fucking crazy bitch. Crystal, I blocked that heifer. She pissed me off. And then we got cool again like a couple months later. But
you got 15 sisters now. You can block one. You got a spare.
I know. I still had other ones to talk to, so we was good.
I got 3 sisters.
I didn't even realize she was blocked until we were talking. She's like, well, I got to keep calling you blocked. I was like, I don't know. She's like, that's the only way my number go through. I'm like, huh. I go to her phone. I'm like, oh, remember when you pissed me off? I blocked you.
See, See, sister friendship is a whole nother friend. You can't break up with a sister. You can, but you can't. Like,
you can't.
I have 3 sisters. I have my younger sister who's a couple months younger than me. Mm-hmm. Daddy was getting it in.
Getting in the it 80s, all the way the in. 80s.
Then I have my little sister. How old am I? 30? She's 5 years younger than me. And then my baby sister, she's 21. We all totally fucking different. Mm-hmm. We don't hang out. We're not like best friends. We are sisters.
See.
We fuck with each other as sisters. And 2 of them have kids. So, you know, the kids got to play together. I'm going to see you when I see you. I love you. But we not best buds. We got different lives and different things to go on. So, mm-hmm. You can't break up with a sister. But you can just, I love you from over there, sis. I'm going to like your Instagram picture. Hey, to the babies.
A lot of my siblings not, are like from a distance.
We not hanging out at the club because we just different kind of people. We like different shit.
Yeah.
We got different shit going on. My dad like thinks that it's crazy. And whenever we hang out, I make sure I tell him. He's so happy. I was with my younger sister. She came to Kendrick's birthday party. And I was like,
I ain't see her.
Oh. Yes, she did.
Well, you don't know, be
you had left.
Girl, I had a hair appointment.
So how you gonna see this type of friend? You gonna leave my baby party to go get your hair
I left
done.
My kid.
And you left your goddamn kid.
Look, that's
I look around like, where's your mama?
Listen, he had a ride. That's he could have went fair. With you, or he could have went with his godmama.
I'm taking nobody's kids. I still ended up taking the kid.
I'm gonna drop mine off. You talking about taking? You ain't got no choice.
Yeah, not no.
That's what friends do.
I will leave your kid and be like, all right,
no.
Like,
oh my god, no. No, but sister friendships are completely different. I have this one sister who I love her so
sisters,
much.
So she got a,
I got a ton.
Sister number 8.
Sister, she's 1 year older than me, and she is my absolute, I can't say favorite because I love them all in different ways, but in real life, she's my favorite.
The one like, that be cooking?
The one
that's
she,
my favorite.
She feed me
she
all
is
the
my
time.
Favorite.
So she be feeding me. She call and check too. On me. She take care of me. Like, she do my kids' hair.
She feed me too.
She do everything for me. I'm like, damn, is you my mama?
And Miss Amber over here be hating when
no,
I
sister.
When I pop up at her sister house like, oh, you cooked? We'll
you
be there.
You can't be doing that. Like, I don't like to share. I don't commingle. Like, we don't
She's
commingle
my
friends.
My favorite sister too.
We don't commingle friends.
She can cook, Lord.
No, I conned her today into going to Longhorn with me because I like steak right now, and it's like the most affordable steak that actually tastes good. Because my regular place, the steak is like $100.
We're not about to talk about how hungry you are. Like,
okay. Well, anyway, I conned. This is how you know she loved me, and she's like my friend and not just my sister because she told me she ain't want to go. She don't leave the house unless she is 100% together, and she just had this little puffball on her head. She's like, I'm not going. And so I FaceTimed her and I cried like tears. And I told her I wasn't her friend anymore and I was never talking to her kid. And I hung up the phone. So she called me back and then we went to get food.
You're a brat.
It's okay.
That is not anything to do with friends. That's you're a brat.
She did it.
And people of the world, I didn't remind her because I kind of forced her to come here, and she said she's gonna break up with me because I want to go see goddamn B2K.
Cause you want some bullshit. I'm about to be 9 months pregnant at a B2K concert by myself.
I'm not about to
heel
toe and chicken head with you while you're 9 months motherfucking pregnant.
So I'm gonna go by myself. What if I go in labor? Oh, Marion,
fuck out of here.
He gonna deliver my baby by himself.
Name a baby after him.
No, his name too long. But I think that's selfish. Like, I make sacrifices.
Okay, so let's talk about how I went to see Nelly and you didn't go with me. I drove 2 hours to see Nelly.
I will go see Nelly.
Fuck out of here.
But I had to work. What you want me to do, get fired? Fuck then my kids,
I gotta work too.
Insurance.
B2K coming on a weekday.
It's on the 24th.
That's a fucking weekday.
Well, I don't know.
It's a Thursday.
You
or
got
Wednesday.
Plenty of time to request that night off.
You had plenty of time to request off to see Nelly, and that's why I got to meet him and hug him.
Next time I'll go see Nelly.
Now, am I meeting Omarion? That's in the big arena.
We can go get
fuck
backstage if you
here.
Want.
That's expensive.
Yeah, because I'm only doing that for Beyonce. But
that's expensive. And some of them, she said she okay. Well, I don't want to be your friend anymore. And I was
because
like,
I think
whatever.
That's selfish. Like
I have a show to do. You bring your motherfucking ass to the show
I can't
first.
Go by myself.
Then break up with me.
Yeah, you see how selfish she is? She won't go to the concert.
You can break up at 9.
I'm forced to do this show. I don't even get no food out the deal.
I gave you a goddamn food last week. You picky.
Oh, I was sure.
I'm not buying you no $100 steak. I'm not Steve, and I'm not best friend sister. Like,
oh, I'm not good enough for no food. Okay.
Not $100 steak.
You mean I'm good
get
with
you a faux?
What's that?
Play. You know what like a fo-fo-fo is at Wendy's.
Oh, Wendy's. I'm sorry. I thought we were talking about like steak. I'm like, they got a fo-fo-fo steak? Like, no,
I get you a fo-fo-fo.
I don't want that.
That's the levels of our friendship, girl. You get a fo-fo-fo.
How do you feel about friendships with your children? Like, you know, once you're a little older.
I'm not my mama friend. Mm-mm.
I don't like that.
I don't want to be her friend.
That's what I'm saying.
She was my auntie, which is Star's stepmother. She's my mama's best friend, so I call her my auntie. Mm-hmm. She be having parties and girls' nights and stuff. And now that
but
I'm grown,
kids?
Well, now that her kid, I'm 30. So her kids are now 35 and, okay. You know, in that age area. So now I'm old enough to go. I've been going for a couple years, but it's still so weird because mm-hmm. she'd be having girls' nights and be doing, what's that, like toy parties and stuff.
Oh,
yeah.
With your mama and
yeah,
I.
Yeah, it's kind of weird.
See.
And then, yeah, I'd be like feeling weird, but then, like, it'd be fun, though. And it'd be free liquor and food.
I mean, for that reason, I'll go.
And, like, me and my, and Star and, you know, the people that are my age, we'd be, you know, separated yeah. by age gaps. But they was my mama. They had my mama taking shots out the tube shot glasses. Yeah. And the lady, it was a lady there, and she was telling my mama how to take a shot. She never took shots like before. Mm-hmm. This was years ago. And
you see my necklace? What the fuck? She ain't never had no shot.
No, this was like 2008 ish. And so she was. Yeah, I had just turned 21. So she was taking shots, and she. I wasn't at this party, and she called me and told me, "Yeah, we was taking shots." I said, "What?" She was like, "Yeah, I didn't know how to do it." And the girls was telling me to just take it like a dick. I said, "What?"
Oh no! See, that's.
I said, "Ma'am, I am not your friend."
That's like my daddy. He saw like I am not his friend.
That's different. No. My dad. I'm my dad's friend, but not friend mm-hmm. friend. But like we be talking about bitches and. He loved K Michelle because she got a big ass. We ain't discussed. She got her implants taken out. Yeah, I gotta ask my daddy how he feel about that because he always talk about K Michelle booty. We be
okay
talking about
that.
Women's big asses and stuff. Like me and my dad drink a beer together and chill and talk
my
about
dad isn't
stuff like that.
My dad be. Oh, what was you doing to get pregnant? None of your business, nigga. I'm a freaking married woman. Like,
see, dads and mom, that's different. Mm, like, my mom, if she told me a story, she'd be like, and girl, I'd be like, hold on. I am not your friend.
I'd rather hear it from my mama than my daddy. I'd just be like, uh-uh.
No, I don't know. I don't know. I'm cooler with my dad. We cool, but like... Mama, I want you to know, ma'am. You're my mother. I need you to
in real
chill
life,
out
Steve
with
has,
the story.
Steve rubbed off on me. I'm like so private where I used to be like, oh, I'm a nudist. I don't care. Let's talk about it. Let's do this. Now I'm like, oh my gosh, pull your shirt down. Your shorts are too short.
No, that's what I don't know. So like I got a son, so I don't know. My mom, see my mom and my maybe it's like a girl boy thing. Cause my mom and my brother, they talk about all type of shit. They talk about fucking and stuff. I remember when my brother had picked me up from the airport once when I was coming home from college and he was driving, he was like he kept going, and like switching in the seat and my mom was like, "What's wrong?" He was like, I got blue balls.
Oh, Jesus.
And I was in the back like, what?
How the hell you get blue balls in the car?
Well, like, clearly he had it before he got in the car.
I mean, but he should have relieved that.
I don't know. My mama was like, that's what you get from holding your nut. Don't be holding your nut for these girls. I was like, what is going on? This is too much. So, y'all are too comfortable. I don't like it. And they just be, my brother be, you know, I don't know if this is a thing culturally. We have a new engineer today, Will. So if you got something to say about this, but culturally, black people, black, you don't cuss around your mama.
Oh, hell no.
You don't say that.
You ain't got no lips.
But my little brother, he just be cussing. And my mama just be letting him. I be like, you don't hear it? Well, fuck. Like, you can't
let me say that. I'm right. Gonna slap.
If I say any type of damn, if I say darn too hard, well, you know I meant damn, she'll still pop me.
It's a double standard for boys and girls.
It's got to be.
And my oldest boy is 5, and my oldest girl is just turned 13. And I already see a difference. It's like, I'll be in the car with the 5-year-old boy, and true enough, he's really young. And I'm listening to some ratchet stuff, a little bit of Cardi B, this, the unedited versions. And then she get in the car, and I'd be like, turn it off. Girl, you better turn Joel on. We ain't listening to that. Turn I don't Joel know on. What he talking about.
Yes, when I called her earlier to make sure she was ready to go to the, come to the studio, and I said, I ain't talking about sucking dicks. Like, you are on speakerphone. Like, so?
Like, I have a 13-year-old girl.
You know her friends are talking about sucking dicks?
No, I be reading her text messages.
You don't know what they're talking about at school.
I mean, at school, I don't know about.
I remember when I was fucking middle school, Ludacris, What's Your Fantasy came out, and we used to be backseat, windows up, that's the way, that's the shit.
So I used to sing all that. I was 11. But I was oblivious to what the fuck I was talking about. I didn't know what was going on. I was a good 11. Girl, though. I was good.
We was talking about people fucking at parties. 11.
I ain't do all that. See,
I didn't say we was doing, I didn't say I was doing it. I said we were talking about it.
I don't remember that far back.
You friends. That's what the fuck, you gotta have a friend. Friends.
See, I do got this really good friend, if it wasn't for her, I wouldn't know shit about my life. She tells me when my period starts.
I don't be knowing nothing.
What? She got your period on her period tracker?
No. I mean, like, you know when you switch, like, OBGYNs? Oh, like, well, how old were you in your first cycle? I'm like, I don't know, but let me call her because she started on New Year's at my house. And then I started shortly after at her house, so she gonna know how old we was because I don't know.
Oh, my God.
So she be reminding me about my life. Like, she knows about my cubby color in kindergarten.
That's weird. No. I don't need a friend to do that.
I mean, I do. Creepy. Shit, I think I might be the friend with dementia one day. Somebody gotta tell me something.
I'm just make up stuff. I'm like, remember when we went to Disney World?
I'm gonna write that in a book so I remember. Just read my book every day.
51st date.
She's gonna lie about your life.
51st date, show ass. Every day you wake up. Remember you said you was gonna give me $100?
Oh, I did. Oh, girl. I don't
put my checkbook out.
See, this one.
We used to do that to my grandma when she was getting up there. Mm. Grandma, remember you say you give me some money? Go get my checkbook.
Oh, like, my auntie used to do that. She used to ask the same question every time. It's, how Krista doing? Where Krista at? How Charlotte doing? How Charlotte? I'd be like, who did 5 minutes have? Later. 5 minutes later. What Krista at? How Krista doing? I'm like, oh my God, Krista's
you gotta
cool.
Have a, you know,
she's fantastic. Seen her 5 minutes stuff. Ago.
I'm gonna be the friend that's gonna make up shit. Yeah. I'm either gonna give you good ass memories or make up some good ass memories. Either way it goes, a good time.
I just want the truth, please.
No.
Tell me I became a square except for once a month once I became a mother. I don't mind the truth.
You was always a mother.
How are you figuring?
You got 15 kids.
You gotta learn how to count.
She got 15 kids, y'all. This is her free
you
time.
You really gotta learn how to count. I've had 3 pregnancies and 4 children. How the hell do that equal 15?
Hey, more than one is 15 to me. I got one, and that's enough. That's why part of friendship, you gotta have a friend that's gonna tell you when you on some bullshit.
Tell me, if I decide to have another pregnancy, cuss me the fuck out. I am.
How it's gonna be
shit.
Too late? What am I doing?
No. So I learned there's a pattern.
Call me before you have sex. I'm like, don't do it.
I actually have a pattern.
Call me
though.
To interrupt your sex.
I start talking about it like 2 months before, like talking about how cute babies are. Oh, and then it takes me about 2 months to nag Steve into getting me pregnant.
That's weird, and I don't like this.
Hey, we friends? Shit, I'd be like, Steve, you know, I really want to have a baby. They're so cute.
And I'm like,
they
bitch, you crazy.
So good. I just want to hold them and kiss them.
I'm going to go mail you dirty diapers.
Please don't. They stink.
Exactly. That's what happened when you had kids.
It's okay, because I got kids. To open the mail, throw them away. I don't even have to see it.
You got to have friends to tell you when you own some bullshit.
Yeah.
I'm that friend.
I got different friends for different things. You are very, very blunt and real. Yeah.
Well, I'm gonna tell you when you want some bullshit.
That's good.
I feel like, but I don't know. People like don't like my tone sometimes. I don't know. People be saying I'm mean, but I don't. I think it's my tone. But I be like dead ass. Like I can tell you something, but you can be like, I don't like the way you said that. But I'm right though.
You're it's hard but to say. You're right not though. Mean. You're like a little extra sarcastic with like a hint of meanness. But like it's just a hint. So the mean don't even matter because you mean it with like. You have good intentions.
Right, which like, means that's, yeah.
I need somebody to tell me I'm about to sit in some gum. Remember when you sat in she gum didn't. Going to see Kevin Hart?
So she didn't tell me.
I didn't know it was gum there. Some gum. But what? I told you it was on your butt when you got up.
It was too fucking late.
Listen.
God damn it, baby. Knock over the mic.
I offered my sweater. I said, hey, you want to tie this around your waist? We're only going to see Kevin Hart.
Had to fucking
it's okay.
Hide my butt.
But see, I made it up for you. We went to go see Escape.
Mm-hmm. Whatever.
You shout know that was Steve fun.
For getting the cold.
You know, Steve is so fake. I'm okay with go it. To B2K.
So ask him to go to B2K so he can back out. And then I just
take his ticket.
Steve,
if you hear us, go to B2K with me and then back out so she can go.
Thanks, Steve, in advance.
she would appreciate it.
I'd be like, oh, he's sick? Good. I mean, not good.
So sorry to hear
get
that.
Better.
What time do I gotta be? I called her. She'd be like, no, I gotta work. No, I gotta do this. No, da 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 da. I'm like, he can't go to Escape. I got this extra ticket. I don't want to go to waste. Girl, I'm in a car on my way to work.
I was down the street from my job. I
hate it. Are you going or not? She's like, yeah, I'm coming. I'm on my way. I'm like, well, damn.
And I had half my tracks out. I had to put a headband on. I was looking still. I had hair still back then.
You look fine to me. I'm like, shit, we made it.
I whipped it up, girl.
Ooh, it had some good ass. Was it quesadillas?
I don't know. I didn't eat fatty. You're talking about the food. I don't remember the food.
They had good food.
It was a good
there.
Concert.
It was an amazing concert.
I don't remember the food.
Great food. I
haven't went to concerts with anybody else, like, except for that big bitch. We went to see T.I. That was the first time.
Who didn't even show up? Remember he didn't show up? We stood in line forever?
No. Me and Big Bitch went to see T.I. That was 2006, 2007. Oh, 2007.
We were and supposed we to see him to at the see, state fair.
We went to the, what you call, and we saw T.I.
They sold tickets and his ass ain't come.
Me and the big bitch saw him. And we had got contact. That was the first time I was high on accident.
Ooh.
See, we could have had good memories, big bitch. 18? We could have had good memories.
That was your first time, 18? I snuck down. See, this is why it's good to have sister friends. They used to sneak down the street to these girls' house and smoke weed. And I wasn't allowed to go because they was bad and I was good, right? But I told my mama, like, you know, I really want to go and everybody being mean, they won't let me go. And so the only way they could go this particular day was if I got to go. So I went down there to their friend's house and I was smoking. It was my first time ever. And I couldn't go home for like 2 days.
Oh, my God. That's why you can't go nowhere.
I was so high.
Oh, my God.
I literally did not go home for 2 days.
You're retarded.
Girl, that shit was, my mama would have knew.
I probably shouldn't say this, but oh well, my little sister, my baby sister, she was hanging out with these bitches. Oh my God. She got this one little thotty ass friend that I don't fucking like. She's a fucking thot, offspring of a motherfucking thot, who's an offspring of a thot. Her grandma's a thot. Her mom's a fucking thot. She, goddamn, I call her mama a grand thot. I don't like her. I don't like her little fucking friend. She's a fucking whore. And sounds they like be it. Smoking and shit together. And I guess she said she didn't smoke anymore. And, she had went to this party. You know how you see movies and mm-hmm. big sisters are always like, call me whenever you need anything. Mm-hmm. I'll be there. And I told her that because she came over and then she was like, I'm going to go to this party. And she's like scared of her mama. I'm going to go to this party, but I'm really in trouble. And I'm like, well, you can go as long as you. She was like, well, what time I got to be back? I'm like, bitch, I don't give a fuck.
Damn.
I'm letting you go to the party. Like, go. I said, go. But if you, like, anything happens, call me. Call me right away. Mm-hmm. Don't try to fix the problem. Call me and I'll come. This bitch calls me at 2 o'clock in the morning.
Like, wait a minute. Sweet,
bro.
I didn't really mean that.
She called me like, the car won't start. Can you come get me? I'm like, my nigga. We on the east side. We live on the east side. She went to the party on the west. Mm. I'm like, bro, are you serious? I don't really mean call me. Like,
oh, you so
she, I'm like, of course I'm going to come get you. So I went to go get her. She get in the car. Clearly she's high as fuck. She sprayed half a goddamn bottle of body spray on her to go in the house.
So she funky, because that shit, weed and
but she
spray.
Like, oh my God, they're going to smell it on me. Like, it was only, like, me, her, Kendrick and my daddy at home. Like, nobody's sniffing you, bro.
Girl, my girl.
And nobody's sniffing you. It's it's after 2 o'clock in the morning at this time. Everybody's asleep. Like, she's like, oh, my God. So she's spraying all this shit in the car. I'm about to die. I'm like, oh, my God. See, this is why we're not friends, because I can't fuck with you. And then she told herself, eventually.
Usually.
Like, she eventually told herself, like, I had you. I was being a good big sister slash friend.
Mm-hmm.
I was keeping a secret. This bitch going to tell herself, what the fuck you call me for then? You should have just handled it yourself. Like,
I used to tell myself with California's mom. She used to know how to play. She used to be like, now, California, what were you girls doing? And she'd be like, nothing, mom. And then she'll look at me.
I can't lie to your mom.
She'll look at me and be like, Amber. I'm like, so we snuck out. We went down the street. We had 2 shots. We smoked a little.
No, her mom was.
We used to be in trouble.
Bro,
my daddy used to sneak us wine coolers in her window.
I fuck with your daddy. Your daddy.
My daddy.
Shout out to him and them egg rolls. Him make me some egg rolls.
Oh, he said he'll make you some whenever.
Let's get it. I think your daddy or his wife was my cousin or something like that. I saw him at a family reunion. It was freaking weird. I was like, what the fuck? I saw the lady, whatever her name was.
Yeah.
That she got into a fight with. I saw her at the family reunion with your dad. Well, this was
ain't
long.
That
this
fucked
was
up. Like, how do you fight your daddy girlfriend?
Hey, if a bitch gotta get hit.
She should change my diapers.
If a bitch gotta get hit.
I agree. She was fucking with my mama, so.
And California helped you beat her up, right?
Hell yeah, California.
Good ass friend.
That's what I'm trying to say. We fight each other. We fight other people. Like, we're real friends.
I was a good friend. I was like the mama friend.
You were. You taking care of everybody.
Everybody's used to be like, I was the wild one. Like, when me and Yura do some wild shit, I still be, like, responsible, but I know that Yura's gonna, like, have my back so I can, like, let loose.
Just let loose a
little
bit.
Always be like, think that I'm the crazy one.
Mm-hmm.
And when I was hanging out with y'all, everybody thought that I was crazy one. I was, like, good.
You were
like,
actually the mellow one. I ain't even gonna
front. Motherfucking California mama always was on my head.
Oh, she was on everybody's head except me.
She wanna beat me up. Like,
I was the good
your
one.
Your mama talking about. Mm-hmm. I can't wear pants to church. I just was like, everybody just mad at me. I'm the one that said, let's go to church.
Listen, my mama was old school. I wasn't even allowed to wear pants to church.
I was the good one. I was the safe one that's going to keep everybody, you know, in line.
That kind of sucks, though,
starts
because
the motherfucking
certain relationships, I'm like the babysitter. And I'm like, well, damn.
Because you got to adapt to the people that you're around.
So
you gotta adapt. That's why, like, when I hang out with Yura, I know that she doesn't drink, so I can drink. If I hang out with the big bitch, she gonna get fucking drunk.
Don't drink.
And then I can't drink, because I gotta save her from being the drunk ass bitch.
Yeah, don't drink with her. If she's anything like she was growing up,
that was like my first experience with that.
Okay.
That was like 2007. That's my first experience with that. Like I said, I wasn't hanging out and having friends, you know, until then. So that was my first experience with going out. Well, besides my cousins. Well, we used to get drunk at home. Like, it's just us cousins hanging around in a circle drinking off the same wine cooler or
I know,
whatever.
About a year and a half ago, me and California went out. And her ass she threw up in my goddamn car.
Ew.
And then so she took my floor mat, because, you know, I had them good mats. She's like, I'm going to clean this off. It's my vomit. Da, da, da. I'm like, girl, it's a fucking rubber mat. All you got to do is hose it down. That's why I got them. I got kids. She fucking kept my mat.
That's a whole different
one. For like 4 months. We had to leave early because she was throwing up. I had to walk her to the car. We sat in the car. The other two people we went with would not fucking leave. I'm like, if you bitches don't get in the motherfucking car, y'all going to be Ubering home.
See, we ain't have Uber back then. Yeah. When me and you and them was
we sure
out.
Didn't. If you left, somebody was stranded.
We gotta go. It's like, together. So I'm gotta be the mama. Get your motherfucking ass in the car. All of y'all get in the car. We leaving together.
Remember, motherfuckers was jumping out the car to stay at the party.
And that's why we're not friends today.
I was
being
crazy.
A good friend. But we're gonna have a whole episode on that. And we can tell y'all all the deets, because these bitches come to the show. I don't know if you are coming to the show.
Yeah, and that shit was so. I still don't understand everything.
Mm-hmm. We can have a moment. Let's have a flashback Friday. Okay? But you know, that's how good of a friend I am. You know, I don't want to brag. You don't toot my own horn, but I'm a good-ass friend.
But toot, okay?
I'm a good-ass friend. I'll be there. Like, how do you... I still didn't figure out the part about ending friendships.
Mm-hmm.
How do you do it? I have a hard time breaking up. I never broke up with a friend.
Honestly, I think it's like whoever on Instagram said, you really just like, and I wouldn't necessarily say ghosting. You just space and time, you just don't talk as often. You don't check in on them. You don't text them. You don't make plans or try to see
technology
them or hang out.
Nowadays, you're just going to have to whole block a person because...
I unfollow you on the internet. Like, I'm still so your friend, sad. So you don't know. But I will unfollow you so you don't pop up on my timeline.
That's not nice.
People is annoying.
That's not nice. Girl, I feel please. Bad about that.
I think this day and age, the only way that in their friendship is ghosting them.
Yeah, because that's so mean.
That's what you do, though. You unfollow them on Facebook. You stay Facebook friends with them, but you remove them from your timeline.
Yeah.
You unfollow them on Instagram, or you just don't, like, just don't interact with their posts, and then eventually the Instagram algorithm will eliminate them from your life. But, I mean,
I agree with that.
There's not no, nice. Like, other than having, like, an awkward conversation, being like, hey, I don't want to be your friend anymore.
But you got. I
tried that with a long term friend. We had this conversation. It was like I was telling her I felt like she was selfish. She told me she felt like I was selfish, and it went on like you know via text, a million freaking messages, and then we're reading into it. You know, you read somebody text with more attitude than what they really sent it. So I'm getting pissed off. So finally, we call each other. She pissed off. I'm pissed off, and then we talk it out. We friends again. It never ended. Like,
I don't know. I don't
know. I mean, I kind of went through something similar to that, yeah. too. Like, me and my buddy, like, we were roommates for, like, 6 years.
Roommates.
Yeah. Best man in his wedding. Like, uh-huh. You know, like, we were, like, the one of us would show up someplace about the other one people would ask for. You know what I mean? Like it was.
Inseparable.
Yeah. We was expected that we'd always be around. And then, like, we just sort of kind of had a bad falling out. Like, we kind of just moved. We just moved in different directions. Right. You know what I mean? Like, he was, you know, he had a marriage, went through a divorce, got a new girlfriend, you know, and like, we just, you know, we kind of both, like, started getting different social groups. We kind of moved cities.
Yeah.
You know, it's just like, we kind of just got fed up with each other's own, like, shit. But it was mainly because we were different.
You're different. You're
points of our life. You know, we kind of got mad, got in a fight, and then, like, I just unfollowed him and everything, mm-hmm. you know, and so I don't ever see him, but, like, we're slowly kind of, like, I don't know, like, the friendship's still there. You guys, like, basically a brother to me. You know what I mean? Like,
you love him, you just ain't got time.
Yeah, yeah, I mean, like, you know, if he needs me, I'm right. there for him, and vice versa, but,
please
like,
don't
we...
Need me. I'm tired.
You need yeah. me. Call me, but don't need me.
Yeah, so, I mean, basically.
It needs to be urgent if you need me.
I see. Oh my God. I got to break up with some people and I don't know how.
I'll do it. I love breaking up for other people. It's great. I'd be
no,
because
like, if somebody else called me and was like, and that's how the fuck me and Big Bitch stop being friends. Somebody else called me and said, you know, it's gossip, technically.
Yeah,
it's
a lie.
I'm going to be like, well, I'm going to need to hear this from you. If somebody called me and was like, Amber said she don't fuck with you no more, I'm like, well, fuck that bitch. But I'm going to call her.
I'm about to call her.
I'm
going to
say, fuck you already off bill. I'm saying, fuck you. But I'm still going to call you like, oh, so you don't fuck with me no more?
Oh, see, I wouldn't even say fuck you. I'm like, okay, let her tell me that then. Let her tell me that then.
Now I'm like, oh, so you don't fuck with me no more? And then until you say, yeah. And I'm like, whatever. And if I really like you, then I'd be like, tell me why this bitch gotta call me and tell me that you saying some bullshit.
Like, you know you my baby god mom. Ain't no way out of this.
But if I already was like, whatever, I'm like, oh, are you gonna fuck with me that way? Tell me why this bitch trying to break us up. Hate man.
Petty ass selfish bitches.
Trying to break us up.
They ain't got no real friends, so they trying to fuck up what we got going on.
And I don't know. I gotta break up some people in my life right now. Like, I don't know how to do it. Like, I have a work friend that I don't want to be work friends with anymore.
Girl,
like, don't follow me around
friends.
This motherfucker. Like, don't follow me around this bitch talking to me. Okay, I'm gonna go on break by myself.
I want to watch movies and enjoy my life.
I want to be
back
alone.
The fuck up.
Like, don't, you don't have to follow me around.
So Steve recently told me a story about some of his best friend, like his best friend. He said that, you know, they were best friends, but as they grew up, he said it was right around the time of him meeting me. And so
we'll be breaking up friendships.
I call
that the Yoko
friendship.
Syndrome.
But
Yoko Ono.
He said we started dating and I believe at this point we had just gotten married or we were about to get married. Either way, we were about to have a baby too. So his best friend wanted him to go out with him and like to a strip club or something, which I have no problem with that. I love strip clubs. They got good food.
Let's talk about strip clubs.
But he told his best friend like, nah, I need to check with my wife first. We were married. I got to check with my wife first, make sure she ain't got no plans. He was like, oh, you got to check? Click. Ain't answered the phone since. But prior to that, he didn't want to hang out with his best friend because his best friend had the type of parties to where it'd be like, okay, four dudes, four girls. They all hanging out.
You got to bring a friend for a friend.
No, but they're all hanging out. They're all drinking. And it's like fuck fest.
Fuck fest.
Like real life fuck fest. I don't know about that. Like, and you know, I know my man. We married. He is not.
He supposed to entertain the bitch. He ain't got a fucker.
No, his friends wanted you to be doing what they do.
How you going
to
know if we back it?
Oh, my God. It was in the open. Like, they literally had a room, and it was like.
Steve friends. Tell Steve friend. I said. I'm just laying. No, I'm joking.
Well, he haven't talked to him in years now.
Oh, no.
But that's part of the demise of that relationship. He's like.
Excuse me. I have a bitch.
He is literally. He's the person. He is a one woman's. Man,
oh gosh, Steve he don't is so
do
awesome.
All, he is. He don't do all of that.
Steve
shit.
Can build walls and doors and shit. She be talking. She be calling me and trying to vent about Steve and how he get on my nerves. And I be like, bitch, he can build a wall. This nigga went to the store, came back with fucking wood, and it was a door. Like he made a door, bitch. I was like, this is a good ass man.
And I learned when I'm pissed off with Steve and I need to vent, I ain't calling him on his side
because he can build a fucking door. He puts windows in.
Yeah, and he also get on my nerves.
She called me because he picked the wrong fucking ice cream flavor. Girl. You know I don't like that. Bitch, he built the door.
When the last time you was pregnant you wanted what you wanted?
My nigga didn't build doors.
The door wasn't for me, so I didn't give a fuck.
He went to the store and came back with a plain ass piece of wood and then turned into a door right before my eyes.
Yeah, wood and drywall and paint. And yeah, he's
that's a fucking friend, right?
But let me tell you though about what the shit Steve did, right? We retiled the kitchen floor.
The floor. But no, in the story.
But let me tell you what really happened. He ripped up the floor. I fucking retiled the whole kitchen.
Yeah, I did watch her. Do
I
that.
Left.
But
a
he
tiny,
taught you how to do that because if you was with a hood nigga, you would be out here with no fucking floor and no doors.
I still ain't got no
and
fucking
kids.
Floor.
You had.
We
kids.
Did my part. His part is like literally a tiny little. You can probably fit 10 shoeboxes there, and it's the size of his part. When I did the whole fucking kitchen, he all still right. ain't did it 4 months.
So
later.
Let's talk about how you didn't even know how to fucking retile a floor before you met this nigga.
I shouldn't have to retile no floor.
But you had that skill now. I don't know how to retile a floor.
You can come do the rest of the kitchen, no. please.
I tried to rip that little piece off the wall. Fuck out of here. I gotta keep my nails cute. Fuck that.
Well, that's the problem. I can't have no nails. Steve is not a good friend. He's not a good friend. He don't let me live my best
you
life.
You can look at my nails then, because you can know how to build a fucking
I don't
door.
Want to build no door. I don't want to build no flow. I want to
be
Bob
the builder. She
I want to be a trophy wife.
You gotta build a few doors.
Build doors on the way of being a trophy wife.
Yeah, you gotta fake it. You gotta use what you got to get what you want.
Clearly, I'm about to be remodeling houses.
I'm about
for
to be hanging out
life.
At Home Depot.
Literally, I spend half of my life in Home Depot. Lowe's,
they got good ass hot dogs. You got the worst complaints. Home Depot has the fucking best.
He
hot
won't
dogs.
Let me buy no food.
Lies and deceit.
He be, you always spending money on food. Your whole bank statement is food, 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 food. And I'm always wasting money on food. The accountant said we can't buy no more
she
food.
She got an accountant. Shut up. Like, fucking
he won't let me eat.
I fuck with hood I have niggas. To they sneak. Put their money in the mattress.
Well, I gotta sneak and buy food, okay?
Yeah.
Like, I be at work like, what can I get delivered today? I just gotta eat it all before I go home. So he don't know I ordered out because I brought my lunch.
He at home slaving over goddamn wood planks.
Yeah. And he can cook finally.
So you wanna no? He made them mashed potatoes that one it was like liquid.
I said finally. What the fuck was did you hear me say finally? He can cook finally.
When I first met him, he was making guacamole, and I was like, look at this guy.
He makes amazing drinks.
He does. He got me hip to Jack Daniel's honey.
He
I fuck
made
with that.
Some short ribs. The
Jack
day.
Daniel honey and lemonade. Love it.
It's great when
she's like a real housewife
when your husband is your friend because he cooks for me. I eat so good.
She's gonna complain about this nigga.
He get on my nerves.
Praise him. That's
I love him.
A good friend. Cause what the fuck? Like, how do you keep it real? What? Okay, no. Have you ever tried to keep it real with a friend and it went wrong?
Every time I open my mouth. Every time. So your hair is really pretty, but. It's a little poofy on the left. You're not laying it flat and that hairstyle was played out. Then I'm the bad person because I'm telling you, you be wearing the same hairstyle since she was two. Like, grow up. Evolve.
Yes. I don't people
so
always
tracks in there.
People always be getting mad at me about I guess it's my delivery, but like I don't know what the fuck you want me to do. I'm not like no fucking
like you need to blend your foundation on them all. And then I'm the bad one. You bitch, I'm telling you before we leave the house. Like, what the fuck?
I'm not no like happy-go-lucky, friendly kind of person. Like, I know you, like, I'm sarcastic. I'm very sarcastic. Extremely. And so, like, when I say stuff, people get upset. And so, I, like, I don't know what the fuck to be doing. Like, that's why I don't have friends, because I don't know how to talk to people out or something. I don't know.
So, how did we make it? Because we used to be friends. We family now, but we used to be friends.
I don't know. Jerry Springer brought us together.
You forced me on that, by the way.
And... okay.
That's my booty looked big, though.
Your booty looks really good.
It did.
It's like, you're, like, super skinny. And then on TV, everybody's like, look, who is that girl with the fatty? I'm like, I don't
back
know.
Back in the day.
Where the fuck did they give you that booty in the backstage?
That was my booty.
I looked, you know, the camera had 10 pounds. Because yeah. I was looking a little chunky.
It only added it to my ass.
I was looking a little thick on Jerry. My head was big as hell. We had the word the whole. We had the best.
Oh my gosh.
We had the best. Well, no, the people that was before us had the best episode. And she had, we went on. If you guys haven't gotten this by now, me and her were on Jerry Springer. We're on the episode called "I'm Addicted to Stripper Sex." If you want to Google it, you can't find it. Good luck. If you do, tag me. Goddamn.
And me too.
At Ms. Pastry Dukes, MZPASTRY Dukes. Look for me on Jerry. Like, fucking try to find that shit, because it's not out there anymore. And but if you find it, you can find it.
You can DM me once you get it.
I'm tired of all my co-hosts wanting to be goddamn incognito.
I don't need to be incognito. You asked me who I wanted to be, and I thought it was cool.
Yeah, because you don't want to be like...
I get to be because
you're somebody's mama
person.
And wife, and I don't want you to be talking about a whole shit.
Girl, I'm the same mama and wife that was on Jerry Springer with you. Okay? I'm the same mama and wife who used to fucking be a fucking go-go bartender, fucking walking around in my panties serving drinks. Like, come on now.
Word the whole... We was on Jerry, and...
That shit was fun.
It was fun.
It was. Fun. I ain't gonna front. I got fun. Some money off that, too.
She fucking...
Because I had Ms.
She work. Hit me in my eye.
I ain't mean to.
We talked about it before the goddamn show came on. And we actually posted... We signed the contract. We're not supposed to talk about this, but whatever.
Oh, no, no, no. Let's not even talk.
It was years
ago. Girl, I ain't getting some. But we talked, money.
We talked about it before the show came on. Like, all right, we gonna fight. We gotta fight. It's Jerry. Of course we gotta fight. But don't hit me. She said this to me. Don't hit me in my face. I said, all right, bet.
My name's Bennett, and I ain't in it.
That's the goddamn agreement we made. Don't hit me in my face. I won't hit you in your face.
If I hit you in your face,
when we hear the ding, 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 we start fighting. All I want to do is rip your wig off and throw water at you.
And that's why I ain't wearing no wig.
She came around that corner with no wig. I was so mad.
Girl, that shit tacky as hell. You had it in freaking like zillions or something. You want me to have on a wig. Yeah, and I was not about to have no wig ripped off my head on national television. That was my fuck I look like.
I was not ready because she came around that corner and had no wig on. I was like, God damn it. What am I going to do now?
Got that ass.
That was my whole plan. I wanted to rip her wig off and throw it, man. And they made me wear like 3 shirts so I couldn't show my boobs. It's like ruining my day.
Girl. Fucking Spanx all the way up to your titties.
It was some good Spanx. I think I still got mine.
Girl. I think I gave you mine because I got fat.
Yeah.
I got real fat.
Will, what the heck? Are you looking up Jay Springer?
He sounded like it, didn't it?
He looked so
jacked. Okay, so here's the question. Back to friendship. So, is it okay? I got like 3 more classes left of this semester. The last day of class. If said classmate texts me again, can I say, boy, class is over. Don't you fucking text me again. I don't fucking like
say
you.
Say that. That is not
so
nice.
So what do I say? Because he
y'all said ghost him. Fucking ghost him. All he got is your phone number. Block him.
Oh.
That's totally different.
I like to tell people, though, because I hate leaving people, like, with
that's
the...
That's what I say.
I wonder what I did.
Right. That, me, personally, that fucks with me.
And like, he annoys the fuck out of me. Like, I've had to deal with this shit since January.
So, that was not that long ago, first of all, January, shit. But...
I think it's perfectly okay for you to be like, hey, sorry, class is over, just like... You know, you. I got 15 kids, a husband. Like, I can't be fucking around with you.
I'll take the 15 at this point.
So like, when he say you got 15 kids, it's so
because he means it. Like, I mean, because I feel him like this. When I tell you this dude, he's like, I've never had friends before.
I feel like
great.
He might need.
I feel like he does, but he's so annoying. And like, so I know everything about his whole life. I can tell you about his grandmother, his grandma. It ain't me. I got kids. He can. Sheesh. Nope. Mm-mm. Not me.
That's not nice.
That's not what God has for me.
That's not nice. See, I don't know. That's why I
love all people, but that's not what God has for me.
I have a work friend, and he recently got married, and I think I'm on the opposite end. He be texting me. And we all work together, his wife and him and me. Like, she's not my friend because she works in the, at a different department. And we used to work, like, right by each other, so we used to always talk. And then he had, he before he proposed, he told me, I told him, you know, what to do and all this stuff.
That's so sweet.
But now, and we work, you know, we get off work at, like, 1 o'clock in the morning. So it's normal for us to talk late because we usually be up already.
Up at
but
work.
Now he works in a different area, and he texts me. And I feel weird. Like,
so don't feel weird.
Married now. Like, I don't want her to be like, who the fuck you texting? He like, Duke's like, bitch, it's 1 o'clock in the morning.
Well, don't feel weird because that's me. I work night shift, so I talk to people during the night. Like, I don't really have many male friends, but like, my best friend's husband, I love him. I talk to him more than I talk to her. Like,
but I feel like that's gonna cause a problem.
And I can, I'm like, you can ask Steve. I have male friends, he has female friends.
I feel like it's as long cause as we're problem. Not,
that'd be my excuse though. Like with the dude from school, he'd be like, I'm like, don't text me after 9 o'clock unless it's about homework. And if it's about homework, don't text me after 10 because I'm married and I ain't allowed to have male friends. And here goes Steve's ass. You can have male friends. Shut the fuck up. Nobody asked you that shit. Like, you, who fight are you on?
But I don't know how she feel about it. I don't want her looking over and be like, why is Duke texting
okay,
you?
Read because the fucking your messages, man is texting bitch.
Me. But he texted me one time and was like, send me a picture. I got a new phone. Send me a picture for your car ID.
No, thank
you. I sent my work ID.
Yep. I would have did the same.
No, first I said, Google it.
Like, yeah, Google I'm me, like, bitch. That's a little extra. Follow you better me. Get me one off of Facebook. Google me. Screenshot that shit.
And then he was like, not that. And I was like, you're weird right now. I sent him a weird ass picture, like me making a stupid face in my work uniform. Like,
you in your work uniform now?
Made a dumb, yes, I am.
I can see you over there buttoning your pants, you know, girl.
I'm, yeah, don't tell the world on how fat I am. My fucking pants came on button. I'm oh, just sitting here.
See, I didn't say you was fat. I said you was buttoning.
Yeah, but.
Shit, you want to, girl, look at this.
I can't even get them back. Anyway. But yeah, I don't know what to do about that. I feel
baby in my belly.
I feel weird about the fact that he texts me late, and I don't know what to do. I mean, I just haven't texted him back. I just really haven't texted him back.
I mean, I think you should. In that case, you should tell him like, "Hey, I do believe we're friends. I like you as a person, but
and he didn't invite me to his wedding.
Oh, fucker!
Like, I don't out of fucking all this time you want to text me, and I'm telling you like helping you pick out caterers and oh this and do that, and then your motherfucker wedding come? No, nigga,
that's a red flag.
Yeah, he kind of like you, I think.
Yeah,
I know he fucking likes me. I'm Dukes. Yeah. Of course he likes me.
That or his wife doesn't like you.
No, when we're at work, well, I mean, she could be faking, but she at work, she's like,
because I'm fake as hell.
He told
Steve.
Me to tell you such and such, like, oh, such. We were talking last night, and he told me to tell you such and such, or she'd be like, hey, Dukes, and I'd be like, hey, girl, and then, you know, I'd be like, let me, you know, talking, and then when I saw her after the wedding, when she came back, I was like, girl, you a married woman? She was like, yeah. She was really excited. I'm like, yeah. And then I was like, in my head, like, bitch, I wanted some cake, bitch.
You, see,
I helped
you never,
pick out that baker.
You like, never really know, like, in that instant. Because
she could be faking it, but.
Yeah. But.
Like, that's why I'm like, that's why I haven't texted him. I haven't texted him in so long. That's my homie. But, like, I feel bad that I haven't texted him, but I don't like the fact that you be texting me at 11, 12, 1 yeah. o'clock. You know what I'm saying? And I don't know what to do. I just haven't texted him back, and I feel bad.
Let me tell you about the bullshit Steve did. I'm jumping back and forth, but you're talking about these other married couples, and it just got me, like, in my zone for a moment. This married motherfucker, I recently told him, this is how I don't think we can be friends no more. Like, he my husband, but I don't want to be his friend. I told him I had a problem with a young girl from, I'm going to just say my daughter's school, a young girl from my daughter's school. And I'm like, you know, how are we going to resolve this? Because she hangs out with her a lot, and I like her parents. He's talking about, well, I don't know, because they can still hang out. And I'm like, I don't feel comfortable. I don't like her. I don't want her. I don't not like her. I just don't want her around. She doesn't make me comfortable.
Bad influence.
Yeah. So this motherfucker talking about, well, we can just tell her parents that you uncomfortable and you don't like her and you this. No. I'm like, you motherfucker, like, damn, we can't make it mellow and sound like it's a mutual agreement. Right, like, you about to throw me under the bus. I'm about to be all side-eyed and shit by everybody. Like, damn, I'm already side-eyed as fuck because she like 13 mm-mm. and I'm freaking 20 young.
You ain't young.
Girl.
Anyway.
I'm 20 young, mind your business. But I'm telling you, girl, so all the parents at her school are in their late 40s, early 50s. Like,
young
she's, yeah, she's in like a, you know, an older school district. And girl, these
mom.
Mamas be looking at me and I'm like.
Because you're the young mom.
I'm like, in real life, though, don't fucking judge me because you don't know shit.
Yeah, but yeah, like, I'm whole married.
They be looking at me like I'm crazy. And I'm like.
No, yeah. I saw my baby sister up front with that fucking baby thought.
Yeah.
And I told my stepmom, I don't want her to be her fucking friend.
Yep.
I don't want you to be her mama's friend. My stepmom was the mama's friend.
Yeah,
and the grandma, the grandthought lived next door. And I didn't fucking like none of them. I like the whole fucking family. And I used to come to my dad's house, pull up, and then they'd be like, hey. I'd be like,
I just told my
And my stepmom used to be friends with the mama. And I used to be like, I don't fucking like her. And we used to have to like go places together or go over to their house. I used to be fucking mad.
Yeah.
And then when they got like older, when she started driving and stuff, I'm like, no, don't let her fucking go over there. I used to tell my dad, like, don't let her hang out with that little like, fucking thot.
Fuck with them hoes.
And then eventually they found out she was a fucking thot. When we was on Jerry Springer, her mama was gonna call my stepmom, like, I seen your daughter on there talking about sucking dick. And then my stepmom was like, she's fucking grown. Your daughter fucking 12, bitch. Like, she out here sucking like, dick and she 12.
Don't ever try us.
Her motherfucking husband, the thought husband, tried to come for my cousin. Talked to him, said my cousin was the word thought wasn't out yet, so that's whatever word was out
whore.
At the time. Not whore, hoe. That's way back. Maybe hoe. Called her a hoe. Called her, yeah. Called her the fucking 2011 version of thought. That wasn't out yet, though. But yeah, she called my cousin. I'm like, your whole family is coming for me. I don't like your mama, your grandmama, your daddy. I don't like
none of you bitches.
But she got this, my little sister, the little baby thought. We wear the same size, and she has this cute ass jacket that's in my closet right now. Thank you. It's cute. I look cute in it. I wear it all the time.
Friends can be such a negative influence, and it's so hard to like tell your kids who they can and cannot be friends with. My niece will be 16 this year, and she wants to go to some weird concert in Chicago with one of her school friends. She listens. She likes like Chicago's not weird, but she likes dangerous. Like Korean groups. And I told her
K-pop.
That's what it is. Yeah, I told her I'm like, shit. I love you so much, but you can't go.
Not all in Chicago.
You can't go unless I go or your mama go. Like people get kidnapped. You ain't getting kidnapped. Mm-hmm. I like you. So like everybody you. Mad at me because so her mama kind of like threw me under the bus like Destiny want to do this da, 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 da. And I'm like Destiny's not getting kidnapped, she can't go not unless
Chicago.
We're driving her and then the girl who going in the same grade as her, so they both like 15 16 years old, her older sister, like I thought the parents were taking them, her older sister who's like 20 is taking them. You ain't going no motherfucking don't Chicago with no 20-year-old
sex traffic
kidnap gone like no.
Hell
I
no.
Like you should be flattered.
Hell no.
I hate friends. I'm like, she can't even hang out with her no more. Like, block her number. Like, no. Everybody looking at me. My niece loved me, but I don't think she loved me right now because she rolling her eyes at me and she stormed off to her room. You know me on FaceTime, I could see her. Stormed off to her room, rolling her eyes. And I'm
that's
like, I'm saving
friends.
Your life.
That's
okay?
Them friends. Influencing me.
Bitch, no. Motherfucker, I mean bitch. But bitch, motherfucker, you are not
all them cuss words don't go together.
I don't care. Because I don't mean bitch when I'm referring to my niece. I just mean like motherfucking hell. No, you're not about to get kidnapped. Not on my time. Mm-hmm. And I am not going to no damn Chicago. And
trying to find your ass.
Not even trying to find her. I can't take her. I'm about to have a baby.
No, Chicago's dangerous.
I need to stay here near you.
Certain friends, no.
If her parents were going,
I'm going to have to have another park goddamn three. Because kids and friends, that's a whole nother level.
Yeah, I don't.
What if I figured out today? I need to break up. That's what I figured out. I need to break up with some people. I'm going to be blocking some people.
I'll send you what to send them. And then I'll just text it to you and you can just copy and paste it.
That's a friend. Thank you.
I like that kind of stuff. Usually, so I text California like, okay, so this is what's going on at work. Tell me what to say.
Yeah.
She has texted me a message. I forwarded it over to everybody. I'm like,
oh, I'm supposed to talk about what if somebody is your best friend, but you're not their best friend?
How's that work?
Like, if they be like, because California used to be like, we all used to be best friends. Every time we get together, she's like, we all used to be best friends.
I thought we're all best
no,
friends.
No, but like, see, at one point in time, y'all was just girls that I was hanging out with, and then you became friends.
Oh, you fake as hell.
No, I'm saying, how the fuck? We can't just meet and become best friends. See, you're about to make me run over on my time because it's getting me to a whole nother level. But, like, at one point in time, it's like the talking stage, but we're friends. We just, we cool. And then we become friends, they become best friends. So, what if somebody is already a best friend, but you ain't theirs yet?
Then you just close your mouth until you decide.
Yeah. I got to figure this shit out.
Yeah, just close your mouth until you figure out if you like them enough.
That's why I got this podcast. I'm trying to figure shit out. And what I figured out today is I still ain't figure out friendship.
Friends suck.
So I'm going to have to come back to this. I don't understand it. But shout out to all my friends.
It's
if you want to be my friend, follow me on Snapchat and Instagram at Miss Pastry Dukes, MZPASTRY Dukes. Or follow the Figuring It Out podcast page at figuringitout_the podcast on Instagram. Follow the page. I'll be your friend. I'll follow you back. Holla at me in the DMs. Like, let me know what I'm supposed to do so I can figure this shit out. Thank you, Amber, my friend slash cousin slash god.
You're the godmama of this baby. We family.
Yeah, what do I call you if I'm your baby godmama? What are you?
You my baby mama.
Oh, God.
I've never had a baby mama. Like, I've never had a baby mama. Oh, I've never been one.
Don't y'all put me on child support, bitch. I can't build no doors.
But you can cook. You are a master chef.
Yeah, he has peanut butter and jelly sandwich. Anyway, thank y'all for listening. We'll be back next week. Bye.